When suffering befalls us, it is confusing, confounding, demoralizing, disappointing, shatters our hopes of the good life. So philosophically, what do we make of this? Has God left us to suffer? Is there no God? Why do such things happen? As the world grapples with the pandemic situation, India has fallen to very, very difficult and grim circumstances. But this difficulty should not be further exacerbated by the panic syndrome. Because if we go into panic, it is not going to help in any way. Ultimately, even though the cases are so many, even though there have been 19 million COVID positive over the last 13 months since when this pandemic began, that 19 million is a little more than 0.1%. So if you just logically think that, do I really need to be shuddering about a danger that applies to me just 0.1%? People tell me, Swamiji, you should be scared. And I say, look, danger is an integral part of our journey in this world of Maya. There is danger at every step. The only thing this situation has done is put it in front of your face and you are more aware of it. I came across a lady in Singapore a few years ago. She was crossing the zebra crossing when she had the green light, and a speeding car did not stop, hit her, and ever since she has led a challenged life. Now, hearing that, do we say, okay, I will never go over the zebra crossing again in my life? Last year, I came across a case in the papers in Texas where an Indian lady scientist was taking a morning run on one of the beautiful trails in Plano, Texas, when she was accosted, looted, and murdered. So these dangers are the reality, but do we say, I will never take a morning walk again? Anybody at any time can suffer from a paralytic attack. Anybody can be discovered with cancer cells. Danger is always there, but becoming fearful does not help us at all. The need of the moment is calmness and inner strength. Being a part of a congregation of devotees worldwide with thousands of members, I have been integral to the corona journey of many people in our congregation who fell sick over the last 13-14 months. From the first time they sent me the message, Swamiji, I'm COVID positive, until the day they got cured, I have been with them on their battles and seen again and again that the one thing that is most important to win this battle is inner strength. And that was my message to all of them. In some cases, they got cured in a week. In some cases, it stretched longer. I also know cases where it continued for 3.5 weeks, almost a month. And every time they would reach out, I would of course say, offer your prayers, but I would remind them to be strong. And I tell you that in every case, with that formula in their head, they won the battle. The virus may be strong, but the human spirit is stronger. And if you tell your organs, your brain, that I will succeed, remember, this little virus doesn't have the power to put you down. So, to any friends or relatives who are testing COVID positive, spread this message of courage, of strength, of bravery. That is the need of the hour. Another important thing that will give great strength is when we find meaning in this difficulty. When suffering befalls us, it is confusing, confounding, demoralizing, disappointing, shatters our hopes of the good life. But if we come to know that this hardship may be serving a higher purpose, then we willingly embrace that difficult time. So philosophically, what do we make of this? Has God left us to suffer? Is there no God? Why do such things happen? Well, actually, this should only strengthen our faith in God even further. It's a whole generation that has become completely materialistic, that has forgotten even the rules of Dharma. And when we practice irreligion, when we forsake duty, at that time we never question. Narad was asked when he came to the earth planet and returned to Vaikunth. Narayan asked him that what did you see which was the most surprising? And Narad said, Dharmasya phalam ichanti, dharmam nechanti manava, phalam papasya nechanti, papam kurvanti yatnatah. Everybody wants the phal, the fruit of dharma. The opulence, the luxury, the comfort. But in the practice of dharma, they are lazy. Nobody wants the fruit of adharma, sin. And yet they strive and commit pap. This serves as a course corrector. I am reminded of the story of a construction manager who was on the sixth story of a building that was being made. And he wanted to get the attention of his worker who was below. But because of the construction noise, the manager's, the supervisor's voice was not reaching the worker. So to grab his attention, he took a coin and threw it down. The worker saw a coin, he picked it up and put it in his pocket. The manager had a ring, he lifted it and he threw the ring. The worker said, wow, a golden ring, he put it in his pocket. The manager took out a 2,000 rupee note and floated it down. The worker said, such wonderful things are coming for me nowadays. Finally, with no other options, the supervisor took a pebble and chucked it so it hit the worker on his head. Now the worker felt the pain and looked up. So in the same way, God gives us so many gifts that we take for granted. the earth we walk upon, the sunlight we receive, the air that we breathe. And we forget that personality from whom all these gifts are coming. And sometimes, like the construction supervisor, God knocks us on the head to remind us that to enjoy here was not the end all of life. We had received this human form for a higher purpose. It is said in the Bhagavatam, Tam bhranshayami sampadhyo yasya chechamyanugraham. Lord Krishna says, when I wish to bestow my special graces upon some devotee, I snatch away their worldly luxuries. In the same way, let us look on this hardship that has befallen as a course corrector from God, who is preparing us to receive His higher gifts. It is a difficult time, and at the same time, it is the darkest nights that prepare for the greatest dawns. Sometimes the price is a heavy one, because humanity at large is not willing to listen in the proper way. Nevertheless, we leave that to the Lord to decide the state of the world. He is going to ask us at the end of our life, what did we do? So let us focus on our own duty in protecting ourselves and our loved ones, and in doing what we can in this difficult time to help alleviate the suffering of the people. So, in this situation, let us go over some of the tips and advice and wisdom on how best to handle this situation. We all have repeatedly heard of things that we can take to boost our immunity. And for most of the Indians, that is not a new piece of knowledge. You have had it from childhood. Take the tulsi patta, take the black pepper, take giloy, take haldi, take ginger, etc. All these things will help boost your immunity. Do your pranayama, do your yogasana, etc. at the same time. The more we are understanding about this virus, we are coming to know it spreads from person to person. It is also airborne. So keeping that in mind, one of the important contributions we can make in this situation to the solution is to not become part of the problem. That means keep yourself safe and keep your family members safe. If each and every one of us decides we will stay safe and we'll keep our near and dear ones safe, that link will get broken. So that is one of the most effective ways of winning this battle against the virus. Apart from that, of course, we must wear the mask. We must follow the rules of hygiene. And do remember to get yourself vaccinated. Since I am now a senior citizen, 60 plus, so I had the privilege of receiving my second dose as well. And people have been asking me, Swamiji, would you recommend the vaccine? I say, look, science definitely recommends it. And my personal experience is the same. When I was a little child, I had a classmate who had polio. He used to limp because his leg had been deformed due to polio. And I saw others, boys and girls, who had the same. And today you don't find polio patients. That is the power of the polio vaccine. And that is why, when I had the opportunity to vaccinate myself, I said I will definitely utilize it. Now, of course, there is no guarantee to its effectivity. There's a disclaimer there that the vaccine that you are receiving in India, it's 75% effective or 90% effective. So if somebody says, you know, such and such person, even after the vaccine became sick, well, that possibility always exists. But what is being observed is that even those who do fall sick after receiving the vaccine, the virus does not attack so strongly. The antibodies developed within come to their assistance. So if you ask me, Swamiji, should I get myself vaccinated? I will say I definitely endorse it. So in this situation, let us also remember the message of the Bhagavad Gita, the message of Yajna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, you need to perform yajna, sacrifice. And He says sacrifice is not merely done with fire and clarified butter or ghee. Whenever you do works with a higher intention, that is sacrifice. So when you practice your profession with the idea that it's a service, without hankering for the rewards for yourself, your work becomes a sacrifice. And the highest sacrifice as well, Lord Krishna states, Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi. He says, Arjun, of all kinds of sacrifices, I am the chanting of my holy names. So one of the best things we can do in this time, particularly since so many of us are obliged to be locked down, let us take some time out every day to engage in the Sankirtan Yajna, the Japa Yajna, the Yajna of the chanting of the names of God. Lord Krishna tells us, look, Arjun, by such yajna, the celestial gods are pleased and they shower forth prosperity upon the people of the earth. So as tiny little souls, we can definitely participate in the chanting of the holy names. All of you, stay safe, stay strong, be hopeful, and remember the power of prayer for yourself and for others.